Hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. How is everyone this fine Tuesday? I hope everyone's doing great. This show is all about the NFL Network's top 100 list. And I'll be honest. I mean, I don't pay a lot of attention to it. My son got a kick out of them the last couple years. I mean, they're fun little snippets. And when the whole process started, I looked at it and be like, man, they're so wrong on this guy. They're so wrong on this guy. This list isn't very good at all. And this year I paid a little more attention. I just, you know, NFL Network's on and they scroll across the bottom. And I thought it was much better. You know, that my hunch is, and I don't know this, but I think the players are taking it more seriously. They're not just voting for their buddies anymore. You know, like, I think it's become a thing and it has roots now. And it's kind of an honor to be properly placed. And so I thought that this year's list was pretty darn good. And maybe some of you watched it. And I'm going to tell you that what we're going to do today is I'm going to go over their top 10 list. And if you don't want to know, hit pause, go watch the show, come back and listen. But I'm going to, you know, it's been revealed. I'm sure you've seen it by now. So here's your chance. Go hit pause if you don't want to know. All right. You didn't hit pause. Or you did and you're back. But I just wanted to give you my impressions of their top 10 list. And I mean, if you think about it, there's almost 1,700 players in the NFL at a given time. You know, during the season when the rosters are 53. 32 times 53 is 1,696. So basically 1,700 players. And we know the bottoms of those rosters change all the time. But imagine, I mean, if you're the top 10, that's pretty damn impressive. And really, if you looked at the top 100 list, is really the top 7% of the league. So you're sitting there going, boy, my favorite player wasn't on the top 100. What are you talking about? It's 100 times better. I mean, it's still, he might be still in the top 10% of the league. You know, I'm just doing math off the top of my head, but what, the first, you know, like basically the first 150, or the top 150 players in the league are the top 10%. Well, actually, 170 players. Come on, Matt, there's 1,700 players, so the top 170 players are the top, you know, 10% of the league. And the top 100 is around the top 7%. So it really is an honor if done properly. And I'm not sure how much of it was taken seriously, but it seems to me that this year was much better than usual. Or at least I agreed with it more than I usually do. Then I know what I'm talking about. So there were some great players that didn't make the top 10. And I'm going to mention a couple of them at the end that I thought should have been in the top 10. Let's do that now. I mean, for those of you, you know, to me, Rob Gronkowski is one of the top 10 players in the league. And he was not on the list. He wasn't far off, but I think he's clearly one of the top 10 players on the list. I think an argument could be made for Kuechly and Khalil Mack, but all three of those guys I just mentioned weren't far off. It wasn't like they were 40th on the list. I didn't have Aaron Donald is the only defensive lineman, and I guess Von Miller, depends what you want to call him, but he's an edge, are the only two in the top 10, but there's so many great defensive linemen in the league. But I didn't think Fletcher Cox or Calais Campbell or, you know, Bosa or any of those type of guys were quite top 10 worthy. But I did just want to mention that, boy, there's a ton of great defensive linemen. But the two that made the top 10 I was cool with, and if Mack would have been my next one, if need be. I understand why he's not, and I guess he shouldn't be. But David Johnson, to me, is the best running back in the league. And I know he didn't really play. He played a couple snaps last year. So you fall for those reasons. And obviously injuries have something to do with these lists and what have you done for me lately. But David Johnson to me is a better football player than Lev Bell or Gurley, both of whom were on the top 10. I actually don't know where David Johnson ended up, but I get why he's not. J.J. Watt is another one I don't know how you rank, and I think they put him in like the 80s. But if he's back and he's right, he might be number one. I just want, you know, there's a couple guys that have a little asterisk here. David Johnson, Watt, and Odell. Because Odell, to me, is right behind Julio and AB, both of whom are in the top 10. But you can make an argument that when right, he is one of the top 10 football players on the planet. And again, injuries have derailed Johnson, Watt, Odell's case. Gronk, to me, should have been in the top 10. I may or may not have had Keekly or Mac in the top 10 if I were to do my top 10. So counting backwards, Aaron Rodgers is number 10. And again, this is why I mentioned the injured guys. It kind of hurts his stock, obviously, that he missed a large portion of the year. But this is still dumb, in my opinion. I mean, he should be one. You know, I mean, with all respect to the guy who's number one, and we'll get to that person, Aaron Rodgers is not 10. Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback on the planet, and there are, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 quarterbacks on this list. Quarterbacks were weighted in the top 10, I'm talking about. Quarterbacks were weighted higher than other positions, rightfully so. I mean, I'm cool with that. But you're now telling me that Aaron Rodgers is behind 3 other quarterbacks and 9 other human beings on any list about football players. No. Von Miller's number 9. And I bet that if I did a top 100 list, Von Miller would end up right around number 9. I think he's a dominant player, as all these guys are. And we're really splitting hairs. I mean, these are phenomenal players. And no one's going to say, boy, I can't believe that guy was on the list in the top 10. He should be, you know, 80th. I mean, all these guys have strong cases. You know, so obviously we're splitting hairs. But I thought it'd be a fun exercise. Miller, I think, was placed just about right. And to me, he's the second best defensive player in the league. And this list reflects that. Aaron Donald's ahead of him, and that's the only defensive player ahead of him. I think I would put Vaughn ahead of Keekly, ahead of Mac. So at 9, I'm very cool with that. Maybe I'd have him at 8, something along those lines. But I think he's the best edge player in the league in a highly impactful position. So I'm cool with that. Drew Brees is 8. Again, I'm fine with it. He's not better than Aaron Rodgers right now. I bet if I were to do a list, Brees would end up 12th, 11th, 13th. And that sounds like a bashing him, but it absolutely isn't. You know, that you and I have had these conversations about all-time quarterback lists. And one of the guys that I think is perennially underrated on the all-time quarterback list is Dan Marino. And I think Brees is another one now that may never go down in the Brady-Manning conversation. But he's an unbelievable career. I mean, like top 5 quarterbacks ever career, where I think a lot of people struggle to put him in their top 10 of all time. Like, so I think what Brees has done and is still doing, I mean, the accuracy is insane and a very good athlete and manipulating coverage. But have we ever seen a more accurate, a better ball placement, a more catchable ball year after year than Brees? And his year last year was awesome. And I know a couple people had him on a fantasy team and he throws as many touchdowns as you wanted. But still, his completion percentage was unbelievable. He was awesome last year. Aaron Donald is 7. I think that's criminal. To me, he's 1. I mean, if you don't weight quarterbacks, Donald should be 1. Donald's the best football player at what he's asked to do in the entire league. And the only other conversation, in my opinion, is Rodgers. And again, that's not slapping Brady and these other guys that are going to be mentioned here. But for Donald to be behind anyone, really, I mean, I don't think you're watching the tape, man. I mean, Aaron Donald is an unbelievable force of nature that's playing at an all-time great defensive pace. I mean, it reminds me of JJ before the injury, where you start talking about him at an LT Reggie White level. That's how good he is. I mean, he's the best football player on the planet. All right, Donald's teammate goes back-to-back, Todd Gurley. Great year, MVP-like numbers, offensive player of the year. Most think he's the best back in the league. And I don't disagree, all those things are true. I mean, he's an amazing talent. He runs away from people in a Dickerson-like fashion in that Rams uniform. Developing pass catcher. But he's not the 6th best player in the league. I'm sorry. And a small fraction of that is also, hey, I remember what you were like 2 years ago. And I think that he is aided by his scheme a lot. And obviously he's the focal point. But he is aided by his scheme a lot. And getting him in space on screens and misdirection and all the way they use, you know, again, he's awesome. But he would be my 20th best player. You know, something along those lines. Like, to me, I don't know that Todd Gurley's better than Fletcher Cox or Calais Campbell. You know what I mean? Or Zach Martin. Or guys that weren't even really considered. You know, a guy like Zach Martin, I think he's the best offer. Or Tyron Smith. He's great, but no. And not to sound like a homer. I'm not sure why I mentioned the homer thing. But Lev Bell is 5. And to me, Lev Bell is not the best back in the league anymore. And honestly, I don't know that he's in the top 5 or 6, or the top 4 or 5. And I know I'm always pumping my website, but something I'm doing right now is I've done my best quarterbacks in the league, top 10, my best running backs, my best receivers, my best tight ends. Offensive tackles are going in tonight. So that's kind of why I've been doing, you know, that's why I thought today's podcast would be prevalent, because I have done ranks, at least of most of the offensive players so far. And I know I'm hard on Bell. I just think he's declining, and I just don't think that he's the big play guy that he was 2 years ago. And this sounds crazy, but if you go to my site and you subscribe, my running back list goes David Johnson, number 1, Gurley, 2, Zeke, 3, who, to no fault of his own, isn't used as a receiver. I know he has receiving skills in him. He was an excellent member of the passing game at Ohio State. And I don't think Dallas is all that well coached. So I think Elliott, there's more there. And his detractors will say, well, he doesn't catch the ball. Well, I think he can. And I'm not going to hurt him, ding him for that. And then I have Kamara 4th. And I know you guys are like, come on, Kamara's not better than Le'Veon Bell. You watched Kamara last year? Holy cow, he's special, dude. And I think Bell is slightly declining. So he's my 5th-ranked running back in the league right now. It's not because I'm mad at him because he's holding out for my Steelers or any of that. I've watched him more than I've seen any of these guys. He's great. He's one of the best players in the league. But he's my 5th-ranked running back, not my 5th-ranked player overall. That's for sure. Julio at 4. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, who's going to complain about that? I mean, Julio's a top 5 player in the league all day long. I mean, what more do you want out of Julio? I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a prototype. He's phenomenal. He's a top 5 player. If you ranked him anywhere, he could be 1. And you could have an argument. I mean, he's great. Wentz at 3. You guys know I love Wentz. And I've been smitten with him before last season. I told you Wentz is the next great one. I feel much stronger about that now than ever. He probably would have won the MVP if he was playing at MVP pace before his injury. Although you and I had this conversation too, that I kept saying, well, you know, Brady's playing pretty well too. Everyone was talking about Wentz or Gurley for MVP, and I kept saying, don't forget about Brady. He's playing extremely well as usual. I don't think you can say Wentz is the 3rd best player in the league, though, right now. He still has some accuracy issues. He still is developing. As I've told you many times, if we threw every player in the world in a pool and I got to pick one to start my team with, it would be Carson Wentz. I could not be higher on him. That's the ultimate praise. But you can't tell me this second only 2 people on the planet are better football players than him. And I understand why he was ranked that high, because he was, blew people away last year, and he's a hot name. But is he a better quarterback right this minute than Drew Brees or Matt Ryan? I'd rather have them, but there's more to playing quarterback than the highlight stuff, you know. He's awesome, but I don't think he's the 3rd best player in the world. Antonio Brown is also in that conversation for best player in the world. It's the Julio argument, except he's even more productive, coming off an even better year, playing better than ever. To me, he's a much better player than Le'Veon Bell. You know, for example, just keeping it within the team, much like Aaron Donald is a much better player than Todd Gurley. That doesn't mean Gurley and Bell aren't good players, but that to me they're not top 10 players. Where Bell, Donald, Julio. If they ended up at 1, I'd have been like, yeah, I get it. That's cool. You know, yeah, maybe he is the best player in the world. Brady, of course, ended up 1, 2nd year in a row. And again, I don't have any problem with that. I mean, I think Rodgers is a better football player than Tom Brady. But Brady's unbelievable. I think he's playing as well as he ever has, which is an amazing statement in itself. Was phenomenal last year, and changes his colors year to year and how they play, and he still is remarkable. Was great in the Super Bowl. Took his team yet again to the Super Bowl. So I'm fine with everyone saying, and he is the GOAT. He's the greatest quarterback that's ever lived. If I'm doing a quarterback, his resume is the best. I'd rather have Rodgers. I know that doesn't quite make sense. It's all right. I'm gonna be a homer for a second. My favorite athlete of all time is Mario Lemieux. And I recognize that if you make a list of the greatest hockey players that ever lived, Wayne Gretzky has to be number one. He has to be. I mean, just go look at his numbers and statistics. His resume is the best ever of anyone that's ever put skates on. But I'd rather Mario. You know, I just thought Mario was a little bit more special. You know, he's a little bit bigger. He just was derailed by injuries and things that if I'm a goalie and one of those guys has the puck on their stick, I'd rather Gretzky was coming at me than 66. And yes, I'm biased. He's my favorite athlete ever. But to me, Rogers is Mario and Brady's Gretzky. You know, it sounds like I'm ripping on Brady, but I'm calling him the greatest of all time. I mean, Gretzky's unbelievable. And a Gretzky-like number that they mentioned last night on the show that I knew but I didn't know is Tom Brady's lifetime record, and this includes the playoffs, which, oh, by the way, it's harder to win in the playoffs because you're always playing good teams. 223-65. So he started 288 games, right? That's a lot, obviously. He's won 223 of them. Wow. And it's funny because my buddy Ross Tucker, I listen to his podcast often, periodically, and I forget who he had on. It was just within this last week, and they were talking quarterbacks and some quarterback stats, and the conversation was, is win percentage or number of wins really a quarterback stat or not? And I leaned towards, as they both did, I leaned towards, no, it isn't, you know, but I can't ignore it. You know, that this is a team game. There's 11 dudes on the field, and it's not your quarterback's fault if your defense can't stop anyone or you get a punt blocked or, you know, your center can't snap the ball or, you know, nobody blocks for you or your scheme stinks. But I don't ignore it. I mean, there is something to be said for playing when it matters most, your best football, and elevating those around you and leadership and all those things. But when they said that number to Brady, I was kind of like, wow. You know, like, that is awe-dropping that he's played 288 games and he's won 223 of them. He's only lost 65 games that he started out of 288. Unbelievable. So, again, I don't have a problem with him being number one. I mean, I guess that's the easy answer. So that was my take on the top 10. All right. See you later.